Parshas Noach begins with the words Elatol Desnoach, and Rashi says Ikat Toldeisayim Shel Tzadikim. The primary Toldeisayim Shel Tzadikim, the primary accomplishment of Tzadikim, are their Masim Tovim, their good deeds. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains this Rashi based on Drush. He indicates that we begin every Shemoneh Esrei with the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. What we are declaring is that our Schosim is Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. We announce and declare how we so significantly rely on Schos Avos. And the question, of course, is, if that's what we're trying to say, that we're relying on our Schos Avos, shouldn't we say Elokei Aviseinu v'Aleinu? First mention Elokei Aviseinu, and then only Elokeinu. So he explains that the first obligation a person has to have, and the first way that a person can have any hope of achieving anything in Avodas Hashem is Elokeinu. He has to have Schos Atzmai. He has to have his own Schosim. After he has his own Schosim, then he can rely on Schos Avos. And that's what Rashi is saying. Ikat Toldeisayim Shel Tzadikim. Yes, Tzadikim, including Noach, who had a father like Mr. Shelach, rely heavily on Schos Avos. But the Ikat Toldeisayim, what really makes a difference, is Masim Tovim. How do they themselves live? And the way that they themselves live is ultimately what will determine who and what they are in this world. And actually, that same concept that we're seeing, that we define who we are, is seen at the end of the parasha as well. At the end of the parasha, when the pasuk speaks about the dor haflaga, the pasuk says, "Vazeh hachilam lasois." They began to act in an inappropriate fashion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not let them carry out their plans. And the Tver Shloima points out, look at the words, Vazeh hechilom lasos. Hechilom means this is the way they began. And his question is, why are we focused on the way that they began? The pasuk should have said, Vazeh yozim lam lasos. They had these terrible plans, terrible intentions, and that's why they were punished. So he quotes that we know the Torah Kedosha tells us the parasha in Parashas Kisaitse of the Ben Sayre Meirer. And the Ben Sayre Meirer, Nereg al Shem Soifer, the Ben Sayre Meirer has not yet done anything that he deserves to be put to death for. But he's Nereg al Shem Soifer because at this point he began acting not the proper way, and the Torah knows what's going to be at the end, and therefore mutav yam zakav al yom schayif. So the question that the Tver Shlomo asks is that the pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Yishmol, and the question was, should he be saved or should he not be saved? The pasuk says, Bashu Hushom, and Rashi explains in Parshas Vayera, we look at how and who was he now. And if now he wasn't Chayiv Misa, now he didn't do anything to deserve the terrible punishment, he should be saved. So the question he asks is the Ben Sayre Meirer, the whole Parsha Ben Sayre Meirer, is here to teach us that we look at Al Shem Soifei, we look at what will eventually happen. Yet here, we're not, by Yishmol, we didn't look Al Shem Soifei, what will eventually happen. And this question, therefore, of course, is, what's the difference between Yishmol and the Ben Sayre Meirer? And he answers that the pasuk here that we just quoted in our parsha answers that question. The pasuk here says, "Vazeh hechilom lasos." They began going on the wrong path. Once they began going on the wrong path, even though they haven't yet done anything very terrible, but they've identified who they are. And once they've identified who they are. That's why they are deserving a punishment. Whereas Mishmo, at that point, had not yet done anything wrong altogether. Since Yishmael at that point had not done anything wrong, so he didn't have an identification, and therefore he doesn't deserve to be treated like a Ben Sarah Myron. The Gemara Masechet Ksuba Staff Kuf Gimel Amid Beis teaches us that Rav Chiya is considered one of those great individuals in Klai Yisrael that did so much to preserve Torah and Klai Yisrael. What he did was he planted flax seed, and from the flax he made nets, and from that he caught animals, and the meat of those animals he gave to children who were Nebuch Yisoyim, orphans, and from the hide he made parchment on which he wrote the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and he taught the Chamisha Chumshe Torah to all of the Jewish children, and ultimately that's how Torah remained vibrant and Torah remained with Klai Yisrael. And the obvious question is that why was it necessary for Rav Chiya to do all these steps? Couldn't he have gone into the store and bought paper or bought parchment and had what he needs to teach and give them Sfarim to learn Torah? The answer, says the Gra, is that the Gra says is that when we come to do the right thing, it's not just that we have good intention and we have great plans. The fact that we are devoted and bought into those plans completely is what makes those plans so significant. And that's why Rav Chiya, who showed that teaching Torah to children in Klal Yisrael is so very important to him, he didn't just come and buy paper and buy Sfarim and teach it to them. He did acts of great effort and resource. And it goes the other way also, I saw the Rabbi Israel Hiltzheimer Zatzal explains. We find in our parasha, as we were discussing the Dor HaFlaga, what is so concerning about the Dor HaFlaga, he says, is that look at the words of the Pasuk. The words of the Pasuk are, V'yoyme ishal re'eyu, hava nilvana levenim. V'yoyme hava nilvana. The Pasuk repeats, hava, let's come. It wasn't just that they happened to be bad people and happened to be doing things that aren't appropriate. It was so much deeper. Hava, it went with a plan, with a plan to do bad. And when somebody is on a track to do the wrong thing, that's what happens. You're a Dor HaFlaga. And when somebody is like Rav Chiya or Noach, whose lives were devoted to Masim, Iketal the same shall Tzadikim, that the Iketal of the Tzadikim are the Masim Toivim, that they devote themselves to doing right and planning to do right and thinking about what's doing right, that is the Iketal the same shall Tzadikim. That is the mark of who a Tzadik truly is.